Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Sound British.
Welcome to
Find a Therapist.
This is our second time recording this episode.
This has taken us 3 hours.
Yeah, things are not going well for us today, but we're here.
Yeah, honestly, so much has happened in the past, 3 hours. It's actually kind of cuckoo.
So, we're going to get straight to the topic because... Yeah,
because we didn't in the last time we tried to record.
Yeah, we were rambling for, 30 minutes and we got nothing out of it.
Yeah, literally absolutely nothing.
But...
We were crazy.
Literally. The root of this topic came from an experience I had today. I got a haircut.
Yay!
Everyone clap, I know.
Everyone clap.
So here's the thing. I just thought I was getting a trim, and I ended up chopping a lot of my hair off, which ended up working out in the end just because I had blonde highlights in my hair that I've been wanting to take out for a minute, so I just chopped them all off. But my hair is really short now, and I don't know what to do with myself.
She thinks it's just short in comparison to what it was. It's really not short hair, though, you know?
I guess, but...
She's having an identity crisis now because of her hair.
I am. So we're going to do... we're going to have a conversation about identity today.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun to talk about because I tend to have identity crises about every other week.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of frustrating. I'm like, oh my God, brain, stop that.
I feel like it's because we try to understand our own identity, but I feel like it can never fully be understood.
No, because it's always changing.
Yeah, and I feel like we expect to, reach this point in life where it's like, okay, now I'm the person that I...
Yeah.
Not want to be, but, am in a way. I've reached my... But you're never at your fullest potential, I feel
mm-hmm.
like.
My problem keeps being, man, I could be that, and I could be that, and I could be that. I'm like, oh my God. I see all these other people, I'm like, oh, they have a cool identity. I'm going to change my entire life. And then I'm like, no. Or I go through old photos of me. Oh, wow, I should... Whatever.
Anyways, so we're going to answer a question that I found on the interwebs that I thought was interesting. And it is, how much control do we have in shaping our own identities? I feel like none.
Ooh,
okay,
yeah,
here's the thing.
I don't know.
Well, we've talked about perception in a previous episode.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to answer this, to be honest.
How much control do we have in shaping our own identities? I feel like not a lot because your identity, to everyone else is, and that's the biggest one. You meet so many people, you're only just you. You know what I mean? There's a different.
That's so true.
Right? So everyone else is going to have a different identity for you than you have for yourself. But there's going to be more of those because you know more people. That makes sense.
I feel we have
no control in it.
I feel like as a generalized thing, you can obviously be a good human being.
Yeah.
And
you could do things to help.
Make the best decisions, but you can't control what other
people see you as.
Yeah, because I could have been mean to someone in second grade and they could still think of me
as you that way.
Right? Isn't that scary?
Yeah, because even though you have, obviously this is didn't happen, but if you were mean to someone in second grade, they wouldn't even know that you changed.
Yeah.
Right? So they'll always have that identity of you.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
So I feel to answer the question, I don't really have an answer.
No.
I feel you can...
You could do a lot to change your identity. The thing is, I feel everything you do just becomes a part of your identity. I don't know how to explain it. You can't really do much to change it because you're always just going to be you. And anything you do is just going to become a part of your identity anyways. You can't remove anything for your identity.
That's,
right?
My brain is
okay, I don't know. You can't change your... everyone's you can change, but you really can't change that much. If you don't... I don't know. It's
I feel
so confusing.
I've changed a lot. Here's the thing. I've changed a lot throughout my life in general.
Yeah.
But I feel there's core things about me that are just the same. From when I was a toddler, I'm going back that far.
Yeah,
no,
it's true.
Specific things, little things that I have about me, little quirks that I have about me.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I have a thing. This is so random. It has nothing to do with my personality. It's just something that I... Okay, anyways.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm very sensitive with clothing. Ever since I was a little...
Picking clothing child. Or literal
no,
material
like
clothing?
Material... Does this have to do with identity?
Well, yeah, it's a part of your identity. It's something about you.
It just, ever since I was a little kid, if there's a tag on a a shirt, I would cry, sob. Like, I remember my Halloween costume when I was 6 years old. I was in this, like, big bell dress. Mm-hmm. And I was having a fit in the bathroom because, which is so funny because I'm like, why was I born with that, you know? Like, why, yeah, why is that up there? That's so random, but it's just something I thought of.
Mine was with my pinky toes and my shoes. They would just squish a little too much. I'd want to rip them off. It would actually send me, like, into anger. Like, I'd be so mad.
Like why do you have that?
Tantrum. Because I was like, my toes are being squished too much for my shoes. I have wide freaking feet. I'm going to rip these stupid toes off. Like, I actually, like, it actually, like, makes me, like,
Yeah, like, there's, you know, so many little things like that about me that are so specific that I'm like, why?
That's such a core memory for me, sitting in my living room in my old house, like, wanting to rip my pinky toe off. And my mom was like, calm down. She's like, your toes aren't that big. I'm like, she's so right. But I was like, my shoes are too tight.
See, like, I just don't understand. It just blows my mind that every human has so many little things like that that we just no idea about.
Yeah, but it's so interesting. That's why I love meeting new people, because I'm like, I don't know.
But here's the thing, like, they never go that deep.
No, unless you really ask.
Like, I just told you, like, we've known each other my whole, like, I've never said that before.
Yeah, you have, like, a, like, it's a fabric.
Oh, my God.
Or, like, what is it, material?
Yeah.
Material girl.
And,
I guess you could say you're a material girl.
I'm definitely not.
No, you're a material. Because
I'd rather be in sweats.
No, but, like, because you like that material. So you're, like, a material girl.
Got you.
Like, not a material girl, but, like, you're a material.
I'm a material girl. Like, the literal sense, like, of material girl. Yeah,
that's what I mean. Like, a literal material girl.
What do you think are, like, the most important aspects of your identity?
Because
I feel like there's a lot. There's, like,
The way you dress. Because that's the first thing people notice about you.
I mean, actually, no. People notice that. I mean, you notice that first, but
yeah, I like some people's outfits.
That's so funny.
Because I notice people's outfits.
Because I feel like everyone picks up on a different thing.
What do you pick up on first?
Their face.
Oh.
Like their eyes. I usually, not in like a critical way at all. Right. Just like notice a lot of their facial.
That's so funny features. Because usually when I meet people, I like. I'm too scared to look at their face.
Why?
I don't know. It's like an
eye contact thing.
Yeah, like I can't. Like if I meet them for the first time, I'm probably like,
looking away.
Yeah, because I'm like, I don't know you. Like, don't look at me.
I used to do that, but like, I feel I've trained myself to.
Myself, but then I'm like, it's rooted in like when teachers would yell at me, be like, can you make eye contact? I'm like, literally shut up. Like, I don't even want to look at you. I was gonna say something. About what I notice about people, but, like, I don't remember anymore.
No, you were saying that clothes is, like, something that you feel makes up someone's identity.
Yeah, I don't know.
I
always notice what people are wearing. Like, and when I'm walking in the street, I'm always looking at what people are wearing first. I don't know why.
Really? I mean, it depends. If it stands, I feel like, to me, it's whatever stands out.
Yeah.
But usually, like, I admire people's, like, looks.
I met someone who looked at people's teeth.
Yeah,
I'm like, wow, that's crazy. I don't notice people's teeth.
I still kind of do this, but I've tried to like back away from it because it's like a comparison thing. But I used to always look at what I was insecure.
Oh, I was gonna say that. Like if you think it's an insecurity thing, that's the first thing you notice.
Because
I notice for a lot of people.
Yeah, I would say that's me.
Like I remember people would be like, oh yeah, look at people's noses.
Yeah,
I was like, girl, why are you looking at people's noses? Because like, I'm so conscious.
I used to do that, but now I just look at their face as a whole. Is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, but I forgot what my question even was, but I think there's so many different like little things about someone's identity, and it can go so deep into like little tiny things that they do or like say or the way that their mannerisms.
Oh, I was gonna say with like mannerisms, I also always pick up on like what kind of vibe someone has. So like I'll know, okay, this is what I can joke about, and like this is how I should talk. Yeah. Because I don't know, some people are just like very easygoing. And like it's easy to get along with them, and some people, you know,
have more reserved.
Like you have to, I like pick it up right away. Like you'll say one sentence to me, I'm like, okay, I know what kind of a person you kind of are.
Yeah.
Like I know what kind of.
I also feel like we have all our friends are we have the same friend group. Yeah. So I feel like there's so many, like even within them, they're all so different. And not that I channel a different personality with each of them, but like,
you know what to tone down and what to tone up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just funny.
Yeah, because I. You know, I kind of do act very similar, though, around most people. I can't really control
you
it.
You do, but I feel like I don't.
But, like, I don't know. Some people, I try really hard to be the same. And but that, I do change a little bit. Like, I'll
No, I feel like you're pretty solid.
Yeah, but sometimes when I meet people who kind of intimidate me, I will change a lot because I'm so scared. I'm like, they're going to think I'm so weird if I'm acting like myself right now. And so, like, I'll literally change, like, how fast I talk. I'll talk slower because I'm like, I need to not mess up my words because this person's going to roast the absolute heck out of me.
That specifically sends me into identity crisis a lot. Like, mm-hmm. just thinking about the fact that sometimes when I hang out with certain people, I'm like, oh my God, was that even me?
Yeah, no, exactly.
But that sends me into a spiral because I'm like, why are you acting like that? But then I'm like, no, but that is you. But that's like a different part of you. It's a different
part of you. I know.
But it's still you. Like, it's not like I'm someone else.
That feels like wrong me. That was me in college.
I don't even know. Wrong me. Can you think of I feel like this would be fun to talk about. Can you think of like a situation or like memory that you thought that I was like myself, like, oh my God, she's acting like herself.
Oh,
or like a situation where you were like acting like yourself.
Like myself.
Because I'm around you a lot and I can pick up on like, okay, yeah, she's like in her. Obviously, I think there's
when
like.
When you're like in your prime.
In your
you're
prime.
In your prime
Not
self.
That you're yourself. Sorry, I worded that wrong. But like in your, like your most authentic being.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Because I can feel it when I'm my being my most. Dude, did I just have a lisp for a second? Dude, what just happened to my English? No, I know what you mean because I feel it where I'm like, this is me. And sometimes I'll be sitting in my room like, I'm not me right now. I'm like, how do I get there? Like, sometimes I just get, like my brain unlocks.
Yeah.
Like right now, I'm like speaking. I'm like, yep, my full brain is working right now.
Okay. I'm glad.
Usually like in the car when we're like singing music or something.
Okay.
That makes sense. Or like, I'm trying to think of very specific times.
I can think of one for you when we were going to Tampa to the food place.
Oh, yeah.
Or not the food place, the stuffed animal.
The stuffed animal foods.
Yeah. I feel like that was like, that was like you.
Yeah, and funny how everyone was getting annoyed.
See, I wasn't annoyed.
I feel like people were annoyed at me.
I wasn't annoyed.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you later, but
you like, know. Like, I felt like, I was like, I'm a lot right now, but no, I was like, I'm having fun.
I'll tell you later because really I can't say it on the podcast.
Right. But like, also like, I feel like when I'm the best me, I'm more energetic. So I don't really care if people think I'm annoying. Because at least like,
see, I'm that's not, what I'm saying.
Like, I'm having like, fun. If you think I'm annoying, get over it. What are you going to do about it?
See,
I'm like, I'm more funny than you.
I don't know. That was just a moment where I was like,
I'm trying to think of a specific moment. Like, I can't remember the Dua Lipa show.
I feel like we all were there. Like, we all were just having fun. I definitely think
like,
it's in moments.
Like, when you're laughing, I feel like, you know?
Yeah.
Then I feel like that's always the most authentic version of you.
Yeah, it's when I repeat things 40 times because I think they're funny.
Yeah.
That's when I'm like.
Guys, I have no memory of anything.
Like,
ever.
When I think something's funny, I will milk the shit out of it. Like, I will say it 30 times and laugh just as hard.
Yeah.
So, I feel like when I'm doing that, you can tell I'm actually having a good time.
Yeah. Because I can tell when you shut off a little bit. But you usually always say it.
Yeah. Oh, I say it
you're
to
like,
you.
You're like, it's happening. I'm like, okay. And I can tell, like, man.
Guys,
but
I don't
like,
know.
Sometimes, but sometimes no. Like, sometimes. I don't know. Sometimes you're just yourself.
It depends on who
like, it doesn't
I'm with
really
too.
Yeah. Sometimes it just happens. Because I do the same. Sometimes social energy just.
No, but it depends on who I'm with.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Because I never really, when we're alone hanging out, like, I've never, like, shut down.
No.
It's always when we're in, like, a group setting. Always. Yeah. But I feel like, guys, wait, I have a question to people listening. Does this happen to anybody else? Or is it just me? Like, I'll be out with my friends and nothing happened. Like, I'm not sad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I can't speak. Like, I can't talk. And it's not, like, a personal thing to anyone I'm with. Like, it's literally I just.
Yeah. No, I get it to, like, an extent as an INFP, you know? Sometimes I just run out of literally social energy and I'm like.
But here's the thing. It's not even, like, I want to go home. Like, I don't want to go home.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fine being there. I just don't want to talk.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I mean, it's okay to just listen.
I don't know, guys. It's bugged me for so long. That's a part of my identity. Like, that's a core part of my identity. Like, if you're close friends with me, you will experience it at least
so,
like, once.
So, like, when that happens, because, I mean, it doesn't really happen to me.
Yeah, I've never
like,
seen
I
kind of
just am always on a roll sometimes. I just get really hyper. But in your brain, is it like you just run out of words? Like, you just don't know what to say anymore? Or
yeah, like, I lose engagement.
Huh.
Like, is I it, just like, can't engage.
Are you disassociated or?
Like, I'm present. Like, I'm there.
Yeah, you just have no words.
Because that's also a thing, too. But that's more of, like, a mental illness talk.
No, yeah, it is. Disassociation.
I have experienced that several times.
Oh, me too. It's always at parties.
See, yeah, mine's always in, like a big crowded. Okay, that's a different story. But I think it's always, I have to be in a group of people. It won't happen if I'm, like, with one singular person.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why. Just a lot of people, like, overwhelm
over
me.
What's it called when, like, over sensory overload?
I have that. Oh, my God. I've been getting so many TikToks about that. Like, when I'm in the car. This is another little weird thing about me. But, like, if I'm in the car and I'm talking to someone next to me, I cannot have – the music has to be, like, all the way. Like, it cannot
be loud. Yeah, it's hard to focus. It's also, like – if when you have to use your brain, I always think about when you're driving and like if I don't know where I'm going and I have I can't have the like everyone's to shut up because I'm like I can't I have to like think I can't also like multitask like that though
no me either.
Like
me either.
I can't focus on two things at once. I will get distracted.
Me neither.
No.
I don't know what the original question was, but we just went on a whole tangent. I mean
YOLO.
Do you have any other not questions but any other points we could talk about? I'm trying to think
about identity, like your mom. I don't know why I said that.
I'm trying to figure out how to word this. Do you think that your physical identity is more like speaks more to people, like how you appearance?
Oh, like which is more your
or internal identity,
right.
Personality?
Like personality versus your appearance. Which one is more your identity?
Well, obviously, which one? The most important one is obviously on the inside. Like that's no question. But
right.
I feel like I wonder if like society nowadays with like social media and stuff, because some people their identity of me is like just my pictures on Instagram.
Yeah,
which is so upsetting because like
I actually kind of think about that a lot, especially as like someone who does YouTube. It's like people will first judge you based on what you are looking like or like what you're like even your surroundings a little bit, right? And then they'll stay for the personality, but like so I guess people I guess it's appearance, especially in social media now. That's the first thing like
people
will decide if they want to be your friend or not just based off of like how you present yourself, which is like kind of crazy, but like
it's,
and it kind of stresses me out a little bit, but I'm like whatever.
It stresses me out, but then I also realized that I haven't really made any new... Well, I have, but, like, I haven't made many new friends since leaving high school. Even in high school, like, a lot of my friends are, like, friends I've been with for years. Other than, like...
Yeah.
There's a couple people, obviously, that I've met along the way. But, like...
Yeah, the people I talk to on a regular are usually people I've known for over 3 years.
Or I meet them online. So there hasn't really been someone that I meet in person and, like, we become
friends. Actually... No, I have one friend.
I have one. I'm thinking
of
the same girl.
Okay, yeah.
But that's it.
But that was like a, like, I wouldn't have met her on my own.
Yeah.
It was like my little sister set us up.
I don't know why. I just was thinking.
Yeah, no. Every friend that, except for literally one, every friend that I have that I talk to consistently, I've known for like over 3 years.
Yeah.
Maybe like one other person, but.
Well, that's, I don't know. I feel like sadly it is more.
Well, it's kind of true though, because
appearance wise,
when I really think about it, like I think about it like in line at a concert, because I've met a lot of friends like that way, and like if they're just like dressed a certain way,
you know,
or have a certain like vibe, I'd be like, okay, I don't think we would be friends. So I feel like I shouldn't talk. Like you know what I mean? Like I'll try less hard to be your friend.
Yeah.
Which sounds bad, but it's like, I don't know.
Everyone does it.
Yeah.
Like
I can kind of tell, like, I feel like we would get along. Which is crazy, though, because you never actually know.
No, you have no idea.
You have no idea. Oh, my God.
Like, there's a lot of people that I talk to that I would never expect for us to be this close, you know?
Yeah. It's kind of a weird thought.
It's a really weird thought. I don't know why it just came to my brain.
No, identity is like actually kind of crazy.
And it's so confusing too. And I think it's something that we all try to figure out. Like I said, I think I said this in the beginning of the podcast. But it's something that like especially at our age specifically, we're all trying to like have this set identity, but like it's never going to be set.
No,
like
yeah.
I'm going to be 80 and like I could still like my identity
yeah.
is
yeah.
It's like constantly changing and evolving, and also you don't really need to have like this. Obviously there's core things about yeah. you and like you're unique, but like you don't have to be so put together to no. feel that way.
Oh my god, yeah. And I think social media has really turned it into like you have to be so put together, blah, blah, blah. Like no, you don't. Like
that's the thing, like people expect like
yeah
I don't know. We said that at the same time.
I know, really crazy.
Giggling.
I know. I feel like we've touched some pretty good topic.
We have. To be honest, guys, like we said, like we recorded this so many times. I don't want to, because the camera might just randomly start shutting off.
It might just die.
So we decided to make this episode a little shorter. But yeah. 20 minutes, I feel like that's good.
Yeah. And I don't want to give you guys like identity crises.
No.
But like if you're going through one, don't worry, because I go through one like every 24 hours.
I'm literally going one through one right now. Because
yeah,
I'm
like
here.
I'm a different person right now than I was last week. And it's always going to be like that. I'm always, well, I guess because I don't know. I'm justifying it in my head. You're 1 week older, so like it's okay. Like,
1 week older?
I don't know. Like, something about that makes sense in my head. Like, I can change.
No.
But like, also, I'm never going to actually change. Like, people are always going to look at me the same, even if
I. No, that's not true.
In my head, I change.
That's not true. Really? I think that, I was about to say something. I was going to say, you can learn, but like, you're like, I don't know, your core yeah, personality yeah, yeah. traits. What am I saying?
Yeah.
Your core personality traits and like things about you will not
yeah.
change. Yeah. Like you'll learn, but you're not going to like.
You're always still going to be you.
You're going to be you. Like.
I know. Oh my God. I could still talk about people who have entirely fake personalities. Like
that's actually.
Online. Then you meet them and like, wow, that's all fake.
Yep.
People are crazy, bro.
Yep. I wonder if like when people meet me, if they're like, oh, I expected that from her.
Yeah.
Or like they're like, whoa.
I wonder. I feel like I put a lot of my personality out there,
you
though,
do.
Where like I think people should
I
know.
Do.
But oh my God, I always wonder. I should ask people about that more. Like after I meet them for the first time, I'd be like,
what
do you think?
I'm gonna ask my friends.
What
that
you
today.
Think? Right?
I'm gonna
like
ask.
I'm like, am I crazier than you thought, or do you think I was gonna be crazier?
I feel like your Instagram is like very, I admire it because it's very authentic, I think.
Yeah, I like to showcase the things that I like. I try not to care about it too much.
We're gonna end this before we get into my.
I know. We should talk about Instagram one day.
No, next week she should do social media.
Should we talk about social
media? We have not talked about that. I feel like it's so easy.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay, we're
gonna
end this.
Let's go to our hyperfixations. Yeah. You go first.
Shit. 11:11 p.m. Make a wish.
11:11.
I actually just closed my eyes and made a wish. Anyways.
Oh, okay. My hyperfixation is oversized hoodies.
Oh, that's a good one.
I got one on today. I also have like random like song hyperfixations, but
I have random song hyperfixations too, but also yep. crystals.
Ooh.
I haven't said that one, have I?
That's, no.
I
don't think so. Oh my God, in the deleted episode, I called you a crystal tree.
Yeah, we were talking about identity and we were like describing each other tree. And she described me as crystal tree because
yeah,
I
like
got
it makes,
one.
It makes sense in my head. You're a crystal
tree. No, I
get
tree. It.
You know
I
what
it.
Also? Trader Joe's a little bit.
Oh,
I've been really
Trader
into
Joe's.
Trader Joe's recently.
We need to do a social media, but also a food tier
yeah.
list.
Yeah. Also, podcast. Listen to music really loudly. Like, that's an actual hyperfixation. I forgot, like, how loud you can make music.
Oh, my phone. I was about to say my Apple phone.
Your
like,
Apple
why would
phone?
I say that?
My Paraphone?
Why would I say that?
My Paraphone?
My phone tells me to like lower my volume.
Yeah. You know what motivated me?
Dangerous.
Your speaker. That speaker.
Oh my God.
Reminded me how good loud music is.
Okay. Well, the thing's going to die. Follow us on our social medias
yeah.
at Find a Therapist Podcast, except for Twitter, at Find a Therapist Podcast with 2 T's.
Yes. We're going to actually use the Twitter. Okay. I decided that literally yesterday. I was like, you know what? I'm going to start using Twitter more. Well,
okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's
Thank
it.
You guys
Bye.
So much for listening. Kisses. Bye.